This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, welcome. It's good to have you here. For some reason, my vanity monitor is still that of a mountaintop with snow on it. Oh, there we are. There's Lady Ainsley Earhart. There we go. Okay, I know that on the feed we were all okay, but I couldn't tell what we were putting out there. So anyway, welcome to Radio Night Live. We got a big show for you tonight. Did you hear about something going on over the water today? There was some sort of, I don't know, garage sale or wedding or something. I don't know what they did. The BBC and PBS, and I'm not about to hit anybody. Don't worry about this this cast the thing here. It's just a compression from my wrist. I've got a strained wrist. I'm not going after anybody. That's not gonna be the case. Now the BBC, I don't understand. The BBC played the wedding ceremony starting with the arrival of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Prince Charles, and then all the rest of the people that arrived after him, and then the ceremony, and then the announcement, and then they walk out, and then they smooch, and then they get in the car, and they drive around Windsor, and they do all the stuff. But that was like on a 90-minute loop. Now, my bride woke up at 5 a.m., thanks, honey, just to make sure that she didn't miss any of the stuff before the arrival of the cars and the arriving of the things and the such. And then all day long on our television's sets, the BBC and ABC and then eventually PBS replay of the ceremony, I lost track of how many times they said. I left twice to go pick up groceries, to do other things. I come back, and it's still there. Now, I'm curious as to why that would be the case. Because, and Nick, pull up that two-minute thing. Because I found something really cool for all of the husbands today. You don't want to be a total dork and act like you don't know what happened, but you don't want to sit through the 90-minute thing over again. Watch this. Listen to this. Here's 2-minute version of the whole thing. Pull up the video. This is the 2-minute version of the whole wedding. Everything that happened in the wedding, thanks to Fox News, in exactly 2 minutes. While we don't have audio, we're going to get audio. Here we go. So this is everybody arriving, and the children come up, and the cars drop them off. And then the crowd goes nuts because then the bride shows up, and she did look very beautiful, by the way. It was gorgeous. She goes into the thing. She walks the first half of the auditorium by herself. Then Prince Charles, the creepy, weird cheater, he picked her up and went the rest of the way. There they are at the... Here we go.
Once said, and I quote...
This is the black pastor
from
Chicago.
We must discover the power of love, the redemptive power of love. And when we do that, we will make of this old world a new world.
Harry.
See, we're through the sermon in 50 seconds. Here's the vows.
Comforter.
Honor and protector.
I love the way they talk.
And forsaking all others.
All others.
Be faithful to her.
To
as
her.
Long as you both shall live.
I will.
By the way, I think the Brits do it weird. They should say I do, but that's
Meghan,
just me.
Will you take Harry to be your husband? Will you love him? Comfort him. Honor and protect him, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him.
Mary
as long
Poppins
as
doing
you
the ceremony.
Shall
I will.
And then they show the mom, and the mom's crying, and the cheating dad is still being weird and creepy, and the cellist came, and then they walked out. We're at a minute 50 right here. Then they do the kiss, they walk out, bada bing, everybody claps. You got the whole thing. 2 hours, the 90s minute, whatever. Thank you, Fox News Digital. That was awesome. That's all I needed. Just watch that 2 minute thing, and then okay, yes, dear. I thought the ceremony was beautiful. How did you feel about it? What did you feel when the Chicago pastor said his thing about love? Oh, I thought it was gorgeous, babe. Thank you so much. Thank you for letting me watch it 25 times over in one day. Now, there were actually, it was kind of fun because the mom and the baby girl in my house very into this. Charlotte comes walking in. Like, mom woke up at 5, but she was going to be there at 5:20 anyway, so it really wouldn't have mattered, even if it was Saturday. So she comes in, and she's like, Daddy, can I watch the Princess Charlotte? Now, normally I'm calling her Princess Charlotte because she's Charlotte. By the way, she was born 2 months before the Royal Charlotte. But her mom had told her, like all week long, sweetie, we're going to watch the real Princess Charlotte on Saturday morning. Don't tell Dad. No, I don't think she said don't tell Dad. So I do think they were ganging up on me, though, because at one point I just wanted to go turn one of the televisions onto something else. And I go, And then you should have seen what my daughter did. Anyway, so this was the kind of the thing of, and so my sons are walking around. You know, Dad, are you going to hand in your man card? Why are we watching the wedding all day? How many times can you see the gospel choir, which, by the way, was really cool? They never had a gospel choir at any, like, royal function before, seeing Stand By Me. And it was the most British gospel choir you can imagine. I mean, they were smooth. Not a lot of gospel, but they were smooth. They had 18 African Europeans. Is that what you call them? You can't call them African-Americans. They're not Americans. Okay, so you had 15 African-Europeans all lined up, singing very proper. And then when they would be interviewed afterwards, because you know how it is in America, right? So they stick a microphone in somebody's face, and in our largely African communities, it's like, yo, what up? Giants rock. We're going to take down the Mets this year. Dog, there. And over there, they're like, yes, the final assessment of the trigonometry exam was like, what is this? So anyway, they had this. It's very, very well done. Very well done. I just would have been satisfied if I had only watched it 17 times. That's all. I'm just saying. Hey, we got a big show for you tonight. Put up the big board, Nick. We've got a wham, bam show tonight. We've got such a killer show. We are going to discuss the hottest news story of the day, of the weekend, coming up in the next segment. It's going to be all about the guns, and I'm going to go full bore on this. I'm so sick of what is being done here. But in the next hour, look up right there on your screen if you're watching on Biz TV. If you're listening by way of radio, just fake it. On the right-hand side of your screen, Ainsley Earhart. Now, she was in London this morning calling the play-by-play for the Fox News Channel. But she talks to us tonight. All about her brand new book, The Light Within Me.
Wonder if force she will discuss.
I'm not sure, but she'll be joining us for that, and it should be a great conversation. I'm looking forward to that. And then rumor has it that a number of years ago, a certain sponsor to this show, MyPillow, Mr. Mike Lindell, set a record. And the reason rumor has it is because I was there and I started the rumor that we set the world record for the largest pillow fight in the history of pillows and fights. And I was very, very happy about this because I could walk around forever saying, hey, you know who was in the world's biggest pillow fight? This guy right here. That's who. Now I can't say that anymore because this weekend in the Twin Cities, Mr. Mike Lindell, he was at a minor league baseball stadium when we did it, which isn't fair. They only have like 10,000 seats. He goes to the home of the Minnesota Vikings, packs the place out, some big concert venue. They have an all-day thing. Then they let everybody on the field with pillows that they had hand-delivered to all the seats. And now my record. Now the one thing I had to my name is gone. So Mike Lindell will be here to pay his comeuppance with me tonight. Make sure. Anyway, we think he's going to check in. Now, it's actually a cool cause that he was there, and I wanted to let him tell what he's going to do. And then before we're done tonight, the segment you have been waiting for someone to do in media. Since Stormy Daniels first burst on the scene, pardon the interpretation of that, since she burst on the scene, there's been a segment that someone in the spoken word media, be it cable television, be it radio, someone has needed to do this segment, and it is called This Week in Porn Headlines. So, coming up at the end of the show tonight, the very last set, you have to stick around for this because you will not want to miss This Week in Porn Headlines. Because we have not one, not two, but three amazing stories to fill you in on before we're done. This Week on Porn Headlines. Just think Weekend Update, but cleaner. Anyway, Kevin McCullough live from New York. We're having fun. Our phone lines are open, 888-340-3373, and we're coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Yeah.
Of all the boys I've known.
It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Welcome to Radio Night Live. It's New York. It's Saturday night. We were just talking about the amazing historical event that took place today. And there were some kind of interesting things about it. Like, not many people know Abigail Spencer. I mean, you might know her if you'd know Suits. She was on the Suits show with Meghan Merkel, and she was in Mad Men, and she was in a couple of other things. But she's not, like, super well-known, but she was on the show with Meghan, and they were friends, so she got to go. And she got one of the good seats in the choir section of the chapel. And she was placed between a man who literally had to be 6'8" and maybe 3'10". And he was buff. Like, he wasn't fat. He was just enormo. Like Andre the Giant, but good looking. Like, he was just enormous. And so Abigail, like, and she's just like this tiny little actress. So he's sitting on one side of her. Then there's Abigail. And then on the other side of her, there's Serena Williams, who's basically the same thing to everything that's female that this guy was. So here's this tiny little actress. She looks like Ziggy looking over the wall. Remember that cartoon? Ziggy had his nose over the brick wall. That was kind of her. Like, she barely made it up to the table where they were sitting. But anyway, what were we talking about in the break, Ivan? What were you telling? What were you asking me?
The Queen's husband.
Oh, yeah. So we were talking about Succession and stuff. See, Harry's in no danger of becoming the king. Like, it's almost impossible unless he decides to off his nephews and nieces. Which, that's happened in British royalty's past, but I don't think these two would get away with it. I don't think they want to do it, but I don't think they'd get away with it. But he's like number six. So it's the Queen, it's Charles, then it's Will, and then it's Will's three children, or four children, three or four, whatever he's got, then all of them come before Harry, and then it would be Harry. So they'd all have, like, the plague would have to break out at Buckingham Palace before Harry ever had a chance to get it, and he'd probably die if he was there because they'd probably all be dead. So Harry's not going to become king. But the nice thing about that is then he's just free to be an ambassador on behalf of the Commonwealth. So that's what he's going to do. He's out there. And then the one other thing that bugged me. So this was a very diverse service today. Like, way more cultural influence in it than this ever had in terms of multi-ethnic. So you had the gospel choir that I mentioned earlier, but you had this imported Chicago preacher, and he happens to be the head of the Episcopal Church in North America, and he got a little gospel-y on everybody. Like, he was stepping out to the side of the podium at one point, and he goes, "And that makes us family." And he looks around, and nobody's, like, drawing eye contact with him. Which was kind of uncomfortable. I felt awkward and uncomfortable for him. And then there was this other moment where he was going off on the main thrust of his message. And his message was this beautiful, beautiful little soliloquy about love and how love can change the world. And love has changed so many things in the world. And then he gave the gospel. He's like, love sent Jesus to the cross, and that can forgive your sin. And like the whole thing was just beautiful. And the camera shoots down to Lady Wetmop, Camilla Parker Bowles, the love hussy of the Prince Charles. Now, I don't know what's wrong with Prince Charles's eyesight, but if you cheat on Princess Diana with that piece of sandpaper, I have no idea what's wrong with you. Like, is Prince Charles gay? Like, I don't know, but why would you pick that when you have Princess Diana waiting for you at home? Like, it just, that never made sense to me. Anyway, so they're all married up now and everything. It's all official. Everybody forgave everybody. They're allowed to do whatever they need to do. But so the preacher, he's getting really to his point. So he's going, love this, love that, love changes the world, so forth. Then the camera shoots to Camilla Parker Bowles. And she's like, it's like she inhaled a persimmon or something. Like she's, like you really, like she's like, yeah. And you're like, okay, this is kind of, you're the reason that they invited him here. If you were nicer about this stuff, they wouldn't even need to do it. But because you're some sort of racist clown woman, they have to bring him in. Anyway, I'm done. If you had observations about the wedding, if it struck you as interesting, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I will never turn down a good chance to, rustle up the motherland just a wee bit. It's always kind of fun if you want to get after it. But those were some of my observations. I don't know. Did you like it? And did you like the 2-minute version? Come on, guys, we're all guys in the studio tonight. 2-minute version to the 90-minute? Oh, yeah, I got unanimous approval in here. What about back in the TV room, Nick? You knock on the wall if you'd prefer the 2-minute version to the 90-minute version. Oh, yeah, see? It's universal. Now, Kylie's back there, too, so I don't know. She probably would like, you know, have the tea with the champagne and the mimosas and the zit and In fact, my friend, Sissy Lynch, who is the granddaughter of Billy Graham and the daughter of Franklin Graham, she was Instagramming last night, and they had a tea party all set up in her living room for her daughter and her to get up at 5:30 in the morning? Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you people? Stay in bed. It's a Saturday. That's where you should be. Anyway. All right. So, everybody's weighing in here. Now I'm getting Twittered all over the place. I'm going to pay for this. I'll probably be in so much trouble by the time I get home. I shouldn't even just go home tonight. I just should just go straight to church. Sleep at the church tomorrow and let my family catch up with me, because that's about how much forgiveness I'll need by the time this is all done. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Hey, maybe you loved the wedding. I don't know. Maybe it was just me that thought it was odd that it got aired 28 times in a row before noon. 888-340-3373. All right, so now I got to shift gears from that silliness to the actual serious story of the weekend, which was, of course, the shooting yesterday. And I noticed something very weird about the people that were affected by the shooting. And I don't know if it's I actually think that this all started a while ago, but back when the Parkland shooting happened, when was that? On Valentine's Day? So in February, February 14th, today is what? May 19th. So that's 3 months down the road. All of 90 days past Parkland, and you have this other shooting. I think that there were a lot of things that were different about this shooting. But after the Parkland shooting, I did something that I really did in earnest to try to help change the dialogue. And I think that I have discovered something about the nature of some people in this country that does not make me very happy. Because I think that one of the sides in this discussion don't really want children to be protected anymore. And I think that I can prove that, and I'm going to try to make that case to you when we continue on the other side of this break. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Just got confirmed at 10:30 Eastern time tonight. Mike Lindell will be joining us. Make it a party. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, just having some fun with you. Hope you can hang out with us the full time. Coming right back on Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm grateful that you're with us on Saturday night. Thank you. If you're just tuning in because you're absolutely bored with the wedding reruns on every other channel on television and radio, welcome. We welcome you, too. All the new listeners that are coming our way tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad you're here. Maybe you just heard this in the commercial break. Maybe you didn't. Return on Principle, the 7 core values to help protect your money in good times and bad. It's by David J. Scranton. He's the host of the Newsmax TV show, Income Generation. Free copies of this to everyone who calls tonight. Free copies, like the one I've got in my hand, 866-913-1234. All you got to do is call them up and say, Kevin McCullough said, I can have a free copy of your book, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And if you've been paying attention to the markets at all this year, friend, they've been up, they've been down, they've been up and down. It's like you're getting neck jam from it all. 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. The Return on Principle book, yours absolutely free. just for calling that number tonight and getting your own copy. All right, coming up next hour, Ainsley Earhart will be with us, but I want to spend some time talking about what I perceive to be the biggest story of the weekend, which was yesterday's mass shooting at the Santa Fe High School in Texas. Now, we had a shooting almost identical to this in Parkland, Florida, in February, and I wrote a piece for my syndication that went more viral than anything I've ever written. More than a million, I think it's like 1.2 million page views to date. That people read, forwarded on, said, hey, you got to check this out, et cetera, et cetera. I got so many notes back from people, literally thousands of notes from people saying, why aren't we implementing these seven ideas now? The name of the article was Seven Simple Steps to Eliminate School Shootings Overnight. And in the column, I list them, and they're very, very simple ideas, but there's only seven of them. And what I did was I based the seven ideas by deconstructing every school shooting we've had from Parkland back to Columbine. And I wanted to make sure that we covered everything that would possibly detain, delay, slow down, or stop the shooters that were going to carry out those attacks. And I think that I came up with the seven things that would do it. So not surprisingly, something that went that viral on Friday started bouncing around the internet again because people were Googling, you know, ways to stop, you know, gun violence, whatever, and it came up. And so I saw that the numbers were starting to move on and again, and I saw people talking about it on Twitter and other places. And so something happened that was very disturbing because in February people were like, these are things we can do to immediately, look at that, 315,000 shares on Facebook only. Like, that doesn't include Twitter and the rest of social media. Seven simple steps to eliminate school shootings overnight. In February, people were sharing it. They were like, we can do this. By the way, the criteria for the seven was that they had to be implementable almost immediately. They had to be cost-effective, cost-benefit, cost-neutral. And they had to be something that, you know, didn't require like legislation and other things to get done. These are just seven things every school district can do today and start reducing the threat to their kids tomorrow. Well, on Twitter last night, there was increasingly a meme that kept coming through, and it was this. Those seven things won't work. And I engaged a couple of people. I'm like, what do you mean they won't work? And they're like, no, you're trying to turn schools into prisons. I'm like, I'm trying to do what? They're like, yeah, you're trying to make kids scared, keep them imprisoned in their rooms. Schools should be a free, open, educational, free space. And I said, what do you think they think right now when you don't have proper security in place? Like, it's my thought, if I was a school student, I would feel more secure and more free to do my studies and to do everything else if I knew that the school was properly secured. It just doesn't make sense to me. And then I realized there's a whole bunch of lies that these people are telling. They're telling lies like that they really understand what's at stake, but the people that are trying to get the school secure don't. Because the left only wants to do one thing. They just want to take guns away. That's the only thing they want to do. They have expressed zero interest in actually protecting students starting tomorrow. So they think they have an understanding of this. So they're asking me questions like, don't you think we should address the root cause? And I'm like, what, the heart of evil that's inside of every human being that they're born with? And like, only by God's grace does that ever change? Like, until we, like, eliminate sinful people from the planet, we're not going to get rid of people doing evil. That's just it. But it's a moral obligation that those of us that want to have a moral society, it's our obligation to try to protect the innocent from those evil people. They also do some weird things. They got really mad at Donald Trump for something this week, and it didn't make sense to me. I'll touch on it when we come back. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York. Don't go away.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now?
All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Your free book.
So glad you're with us live from New York. Thank you for being here. And again, if you're fleeing the nonstop wedding coverage, we welcome you to the Kevin McCullough microphone tonight, Radio Night Live, television and radio coast to coast, and having a ton of fun with it. Here's the thing. These people that don't – be cautious, friend. If somebody says that they're not that interested in getting the schools hardened, like, what is the downside of saying we should harden the targets? Does it say that if we harden the targets, we can never debate gun control or age limits or – models of firearms or anything like that? Does saying let's secure the schools indicate that we're going to not engage in those discussions? No. But if you talk to the people that are really super paranoid, anti-gun, they're far leftist, they don't want anybody to have a gun, if you listen to what they say, if you say anything about strengthening the security of your schools, they say that you're a pro-gun wacko. Now, I don't know how you feel about that, 888-340-3373, but these people just lie. They're just lying. Because I don't see anything inconsistent about strengthening and securing the schools, hardening the targets, and still having a robust debate about which guns are available to who. We can have that debate. I don't have a problem with having that debate. But to me, they're two different things. But not to the anti-gun people. The anti-gun people... Well, here's some inconsistencies that have. Okay, so first of all, they were. I kid you not. Friday morning, the president called MS-13 animals, right? So, yeah, they're animals. We're deporting them by higher numbers than ever before. People are all up and down on Twitter. I can't believe the president was so brutal. These are human beings. They shouldn't be called animals. I can't believe that. You thought that they were killing their children or something. But actually, that's what MS-13 does, see? See, MS-13, out on Long Island, just ask those families. They raped those girls, they chopped those girls up into bite-sized pieces, and they left them all over the beach. The one girl that they killed, they left, 200 knives in her body and then took a picture of it? I think that MS-13 are like demonic, satanic-possessed demons. Like, I don't think they're people. And if God can give them forgiveness and they can find mercy and grace through him, that's his call. It's not mine. I believe Jesus died for everybody. I'm not sure MS-13 would ever listen to what Jesus offered them. If they did, I'm sure that Jesus would do the right thing. I have more confidence in Jesus than I have in anybody else. Let's put it that way. But in terms of earthly existence, you can't do what those people do and not be broken yourself in some way. There's something really messed up inside you. So when the president says they're not humans, they're animals, and all these people that are like, hey, let's ban all the guns, they're like, how could he be so mean? I feel sorry for the MS-13 guys. I kid you not, one guy on Twitter said, I'd rather my daughter date an MS-13 gang member than a Republican. Let that sink in. So these people, they're nice to criminals. Now, they also hate police. So it's the same people that are like, oh, the police are evil. They shoot people. They get away with stuff. And they say this even though death by police shootings are way down. Police violence against innocent people are way down. Everything's way down. But they act like it is like the biggest crisis we face right now. So remember, the anti-gun people, criminals good, police bad. And then this is the really weird one. The only people they want having guns are the police. Explain that one to me. No. We citizens, you just said criminals good, police are bad. Now you got me all worried about who I got to trust. Maybe I should have a gun to protect myself. No. You can't have a gun. You got to give it to the police. What kind of nonsense is that? Either the police are good, and I think they are, by the way. I proudly support the NYPD. But you can't have this nonsense about, oh, we can't be mean to the criminals and whatever. So they lie. These are a bunch of lies that they tell. And then that leads them to this big lie about how hardening targets is imprisoning people. They literally said, so you want our children to go to school in prisons? No, I don't. But let me ask you this. Just think about this. If a school is a target, can we all raise our hands and say, yeah, we've seen that schools are target? Is that a fair statement? If that's a fair statement, how do you defend a target? So let's go talk to military people. Do you just have one defender somewhere? One little sniper way outside? Oh, well, I'll catch the bad guy when he runs through. I'll pick him off. What they sent to? Oh, I hadn't thought of that. No, you know what you do? If you're gonna defend a position, whether it's in football or on the battlefield or wherever else, you build layers of defenses. So you set a perimeter. Nobody gets on this property unless they're supposed to be here. IDs, controlled access, only one way in, only one way out. The problem with the Texas shooting, that kid pulled up to a back door. He was 5 feet. He went through a door where there was no check. He went through a door, and he was 5 feet away from the first classroom he started opening fire on. He didn't even have to go through a locked door and wait for a buzz to loosen the lock. He just opened it, walked right in with his trench coat and the gun inside the trench coat. Can't do that. Controlled access. Set a perimeter. Once you've got that perimeter, set another perimeter inside that perimeter. So you have personnel, retired law enforcement, military, walk around. You've got the ability to bag check people. Hey, what's in that? Why are you wearing a trench coat when it's 89 degrees? Open your coat, son. You have an internal perimeter inside the outside perimeter. Then you have a third perimeter inside that one. Metal detectors in the building. Do you see the layers of defense? Now, if I'm a shooter and I want to go take out innocent children, I have to go through not just one defense. I have to figure out my way past the perimeter, past the staff, past the metal detector, and then eventually in the seven simple steps, somebody on the inside of the school has guns too. So I have to get through all of those outside perimeters, and I've got to face gunfire coming back at me. Do you think I'm incentivized maybe not to do it? Or maybe I'm just dumb enough to do it, but I die really quickly in the process doing it. Friends, it's not setting people into prison. It's making sure that they're safe. And by the way, every day I walk through the Oculus in Lower Manhattan. Every day I see 8 to 10 military members down there and about the same number of NYPD. They're all armed to the gill. I don't feel like I'm in prison. I feel like I'm in a safe place. Kevin McCullough coming back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
right, Kevin McCullough, final segment of Hour 1. Man, that went fast. Where'd Hour 1 go? Coming up, Ainsley Earhart. She was on the air with Fox News this morning, giving the play-by-play of the jolly wedding in jolly old England. And she will be with us to talk about her brand new book, and it's a bestseller already, The Light Within. She will be joining us, and looking forward to that conversation. Mike Lindell's also going to stop in. He had a huge event this week, and want to find out the details of what happened with the world's largest pillow fight. I'm very hurt. My feelings are very hurt. He's not listening, so he doesn't know. But anyway, he will be joining us. And I need to say something to you, because last week we took a step closer to what we're going to have to wrap up next week. And that is the hope and intent to try to get 82 slaves freed in northern Sudan so that they can go home to South Sudan. But if those of you watching on Biz TV, I want you to look at the number, because we were in the low 20s last week. And as of today, as of this afternoon, we are at 42 of the 82 that have been liberated. Now, that means in the next 2 weeks, we have got, or the next 7 days, 8 days, we have got to really kill it to get all 82 liberated. But, friends, I have this feeling that if God wants it to happen, he can make it happen. But just the fact that we're nearly double where we were a week ago is really helpful. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. But I want to tell you a little bit about who we're helping real quick. I don't have her picture to put on the screen, but in my hand I have the story of another slave that we liberated in February. She was released on February 2nd of 2018, and she has the worst story of any of the stories I've read. She was taken into captivity. She was repeatedly raped. That's bad enough, by the master, but then he gave her to his son, and she was repeatedly raped by him. She had three children by the slave master's son. Those children were with her until they turned three, and then they were taken from her. They were given to the slave master's wives. They were boys, so they were very valuable to the slave master as sons. She's been through so much heartache. She's 33 years old. She's lived the life of like a 60-year-old. But she was liberated on February 2nd of this year, and you did that. Friends, some of you did that. And I want to say thank you to those of you that did, but I also want to say there's about 20,000 more of Adang, and that's her name. There's about 20,000 more Adangs that have been forcibly circumcised, that have been repeatedly raped, that have had their children stolen from them, that have been told they are lower than animals and they're not MS-13. Friends, we can speak into their lives, we can rescue them, but we can't do it if we don't take the opportunities when we have. And we have the opportunity to rescue these 82. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online if you go to my website, thebingethinker.com, if that's more helpful. But just put this phone number in your smartphone, 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. You can do 5 months times 50 or a one-time gift of $250 or a two-month gift of $125. All of them will help free one slave.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Or 2575.